Good afternoon. You're listening to Ravelength on Resonance 104.4 FM, being Wavelength from Raven Row, the art gallery at 56 Artillery Lane, London E1, which is presently hosting a sound art exhibition called Gone with the Wind, featuring Max Eastley, Takahisa Kosugi, Walter Marchetti and Clark Gable, until the 17th of July, curated by Resonancist Ed Baxter. On the top floor of this distinguished gallery is a smallish room containing numerous sound works described by the curator as overhung and creating a cacophonous environment, and it has to be said, quite warm. What with the amount of technology purring away in there. In the middle of this installation is a discreet black record player, continuously playing one LP record entitled M's Bar. The sleeve is propped up next to it and displays a British Rail logo in black on white, or Rail Link, not to be confused with C-Link, which has chevrons pointing the other way. The record is by Sandra Cross and produced in an edition of 300 copies by Johnny Trunk, and both of them are here today to unleash this artistic tour de force on the innocent public. Well, that's the idea.
Oh, okay.
So the guests are Johnny Trunk and Sandra Cross. Sandra Cross, not to be confused with the soul singer of the same name. Sandra Cross, artist, and Johnny Trunk. Now, you are the presenter, or have been the presenter, Johnny, of a very long-standing programme on Resonance.
Oh, yes, yes. Film Music Show.
Film OST. Music Show, which is also... Is it called OST?
OST, yes.
Which is not to be confused with the Optical Soundtrack Show, which was presented by David Lester.
No, it's not.
Which was also to do with films and soundtracks.
Yeah.
What does OST stand for in your case?
Well, it's a sort of musical abbreviation for soundtrack, original soundtrack.
Original soundtrack.
If you go to a record shop, they'll either write, you know, in the soundtrack section, they'll either have soundtracks or OSTs.
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
So, OST.
I see.
Original soundtrack.
Yeah. Well, we are gathered here today to present this record, which is called The M's Bar Recordings by Sandra Cross, but published, distributed, produced
yes.
by Johnny.
Yeah.
Sandra, how did it come about? When was it... how should we describe it?
Well, a series of recordings that I did on journeys from London to Leicester... over a period of about a year, from 2006 to 2007.
Why is it called M's Bar?
Because that's the name of the bar that was on that particular East Midlands train, and so whenever there was an announcement, a refreshment announcement, they would say the M's Bar is open and clear for service.
Right.
If that is what they did say, very often it would become much more complicated and fractured than that.
Yeah, yeah. And how long, over what sort of period did the recordings take place?
Well, on and off, I suppose, for about a year, from 2006 to 2007.
Yeah. And what inspired you to start recording them in the first place? It's quite... I mean, you just happened to have a tape recorder with you and thought, you know, I like the sound of these announcements, or...
Well, no, it just sort of fitted in with part of my thinking on a project that I was working on and still work on from time to time called What Did You Eat Today? So when I can't honestly quite remember, but obviously I must have heard the recordings and thought there was some mileage in it from that perspective,
yeah.
And from really all sorts of other different perspectives, really, that slowly revealed themselves with time.
Right.
And each of the recordings would be different, and that was, for me, the beauty of it.
Yeah.
That it was supposed to be something straightforward, which became a performance almost.
Yes. And did they seem... what was it about them that sort of captured you? I mean, did you find them humorous or a combination of factors?
Well, I think, yes, it was a combination of factors. Each person would be representing themselves, and so therefore each person was an individual. Each person was a very clear personality.
Yeah.
Even although presumably these people were trained to just recite the information, they couldn't help but be themselves.
Yes. Yeah.
And it was an opportunity. I'm sure they didn't really see it like that. That was my sort of feeling, that you know, each person was trying to make more of something that was really quite small, because we, the passengers, couldn't see them. We didn't really know where they were.
Right.
So it all became a bit sort of beguiling, really.
Yeah. And then, well, this was broadcast on my programme Wavelength,
I think.
About a year or so later. Mm. It found its way onto what is known as the night loop. So it sort of, programmes broadcast at random throughout the evening. Mr. Trunk was driving around London and happened to hear it.
Yes, we went to Tunbridge Wells, actually, on a Saturday morning, about 6 a.m. Yeah, on the A12, going out, you know, down towards the M25. And it was on, you know, tune into Resonance. There it was, this sort of buffet car announcements. I think it's worth pointing out that the M's bar is two M's together, which is
yes.
a sort of acronym for Midlands Main Line.
Yeah. Right.
And that's why they call it. It's the worst name for a bar ever.
Yes.
Really.
I always thought it sort of, whenever I used, for a long time, I assumed it meant
Yeah, well that's
like,
what you think.
Like, isn't that delicious?
Otherwise they'd call it the bar. They'd call it the M's bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just a terrifying thing. But I listened to it on the way down. I just didn't think really much of it, but it just left it on. And it just kept rolling. And the announcements kept rolling. And I'm in my car and I'm listening to Trains and announcements on Trains. And
yeah.
It just made me laugh, actually.
Right.
Just made me think and made me laugh and stuck with me for a bit. And I just thought it would make a very good vinyl record. And that's why I think I got in contact with you after that.
Yes, you expressed an interest in doing it as
a
record.
I did express a daft interest in doing it,
yes,
because it's not the sort of thing I normally do at all. I don't normally put...
Well, you do produce records.
Yeah, but not like this.
No.
Not spoken word ones about buffet car announcements.
No.
Not really.
So you must have thought there's money in this.
No, not at all. I don't do things for money. I never have done. I don't... I'm...
Wasn't it the train element?
It's a mixture of... The fact I really like the recording, there's something very honest and very real and completely unpretentious about the whole thing. I mean, the levels are wrong, and it's, you know, you quite clearly hear Sandra getting the machine out of her handbag too late. And then, you know, the announcers are sometimes in a state of effervescence or in a state of depression.
Yes.
And the machines are sometimes working and sometimes not. And it's just very real, actually.
Yeah.
And for me, as a record sort of collector, there are... You come across train recordings. There have been train recordings since recording began. You know, it's almost like an important part of vinyl.
Yeah.
And I just think it fits nicely into that history as well, but with a slight twist.
But you do produce records.
Oh, no, very much so. But
usually what, film soundtracks, obscure kind of...
Unreleased film music, yeah.
Things from the past,
yeah.
Often in limited editions.
Always in limited editions, yeah.
Right. And so this one has been produced in an edition of 300.
There's about 304 or something.
304, yeah, okay.
Well, you can't, unless you do them numbered and start destroying them, it's very difficult to get exact numbers, because pressing plants always press under or over.
Yeah.
So I went for 250, but it's ended up at about 304.
Right. And do you anticipate distribution for it? Do you think it's going to take off?
Because I don't think... 300 copies is going to take off anywhere. I think they're going to sell though. Yeah, I mean, I don't if there's any problem, they won't even. I doubt they'll even get to the shops.
Oh,
no, but I don't think they will. I really don't think they will.
Uh-huh.
Because I think it's sort of one of those things that I've found since the album has been, you know, manufactured and since it's existed, which is about what, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, I think.
Yeah,
I gave you.
Yeah. By the skin of its teeth.
Yeah,
just
through
one record.
Just in time for the exhibition.
Just got in time.
I think, I haven't really told anyone about it, but the enthusiasm has been good.
Right.
Shall we say? It's been of the right level to, as the Americans would say, make me confident in the stock.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I don't really have a problem selling a record like this at all. And I think it's entertaining, and I think that's what sometimes people want from a record. And it's a thing, it's a record, and people genuinely like records.
Mm. Yes, they do, don't they?
Yeah,
it's preferable
record
to a CD.
But it's just it's the thing, you see. And I think a lot of people will realise if they buy the record, because there's so few, you know, the value will increase in more ways than one.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good, it's starting now. As you can see,
Heading off on the journey.
Yeah, we're heading off the journey, but you see,
we've started.
See, this is why I like the it starts, and we're already on the train. Immediately, it's just such an odd noise, but you know you're in a modern, on a modern train.
Right.
And you think, well, nothing's happening, and then all of a sudden.
Yeah. It does, of course, when, as we've talked about it many times, but there is a sort of subtext to the whole thing, in that I suppose we should ask, why were you travelling to Leicester so many times?
Well, it was an unfortunate period in during which my father was ill, and so I started to go to Leicester to see him, and then subsequently to help my mum after he died. So the journey's continued, but the Ems Bar is no more.
Oh, right. So the Ems Bar has finished. So this is a sort of... what have they got now, then?
Well, unfortunately, they've just got a trolley. It's a very sad...
It's a very sad trolley.
Very sad trolley altogether.
Yes.
I'm sure you've seen it, William. It's just two people or one person.
I've seen it.
Here we go.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen. We're at Ben Lyons Coach Shop City. The Ems Bar is open and clear for service. The Ems Bar is located in Coach Hand, which is towards the centre of the train in standard accommodation. It also serves a wide range of sandwiches, hot snacks, light refreshments, including freshly baked croissants, soft drinks, beers, wines, spirits, or chocolate with the main lines of tea or coffee. Ems Bar also offers a wider range of specialty teas and coffees, including freshly ground cappuccino and latte. Meal deal is also available, comprises of any sandwich, soft drink, pack of crisps for £3.50. Ems Bar can be found in Coach F.
There's something very poignant about the price, isn't there?
About everything.
There is a sad
story
of all of it.
Yes. He's done it so many times.
Situated in Coach F, towards the centre of the train, please await a further announcement as to when the Ems Bar becomes available for service. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The Ems Bar is now open clear of service. Ems Bar can be found in Coach F towards the centre of the train. Serving a selection of hot and cold sandwiches, sweet and savoury snacks, beers, wines and spirits, soft drinks, fruit juices. Specialty teas and coffee. And Midland Mainland complimentary tea and coffee. We also have a meal deal available, which means you can buy any cold sandwich, bottle of pop or water, a packet of Big Eat Walkers crisps or Quavers for the price of £3.50. Service, the Ems Bar can be found in Coach C and Coach K. We'll serve a wide variety of sweet and savoury snacks, freshly made sandwiches, hot, cold refreshments, beers, wines and spirits.
So how soon after the train leaving the station would the announcement take place? Would
you... Well, that's partly due, why the recordings are so appalling, apart from my own inability to use the technology. You could never tell. You never knew. I mean, you'd be in a state of anxiety. I would be in a state of anxiety, wondering when this announcement would be made. You couldn't say, oh, we're at, you know, West Hampstead, it didn't start as early as that. You couldn't say, it'll definitely be on by Luton.
No.
It was random. It was completely random.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Michelle, your train manager for this journey. I'd like to welcome customers on board the 1055 Midland Mainline Viridian service to Nottingham. We'll be calling forward to Leicester and Faneuil to Nottingham, where we're due to arrive at 12:35. First class accommodation can be found towards the very rear of the train, saturated in coaches G, H and J, where an out-seat service will be provided. Standard accommodation can be found towards the front of the train in coaches A through to F. We do have an Ems Bar on board, situated towards the centre of the train in coacher. Please be very kindly wait for a separate announcement for when our Ems Bar becomes available.
So the Ems Bar, it does still exist, doesn't it? But it's just shuttered. It's sort of like the shutters are down, or have they just stopped the buffet bar altogether now?
Well, it's both. The space exists, but it's closed, completely closed.
Right.
So the refreshments, so-called, are conveyed on a trolley, which is pushed on this very noisy cart through the aisles of the train. Hardly anybody ever buys anything, because most people have loaded up before they get on the train. And they don't have anything tempting to offer, so it's, once again, a bit tragic.
Yes. Is this what's drawn you to it in a way? There is a certain sort of pathos about the whole thing. It's slightly impoverished.
I suppose I do look for the underbelly. So I am looking for something that has a story attached to it.
Yes. I mean, it's not exactly squalid, but it's kind of... it's disappointing, perhaps.
Well, it's a bit like buying a coffee at the M's Bar. It's disappointing.
Right, exactly.
So it's going to be pretty... You know, I mean, it's nothing against them, but it's brought down to very basic levels, isn't it? I mean, when have you had a cup of coffee on a train that's been fabulous?
Well, never. No
but
no,
exactly. It's been all right. It's been acceptable, but it's not.
Just about.
Yeah.
Just about.
And I suppose in that way, it's a missed opportunity, really, because we're city targets. We would all love to spend our money with the train company, if we could get something.
Yeah.
But there is so much competition outside of the train.
Especially now, M&S have got several branches on most platforms, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You've got a cheeky option to buy a, you know, probably quite an interesting salad for the same price as a ragged egg sandwich.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
But actually, on the subject of coffee, the last time we went to Leicester, which was only 2 days ago...
Trolley service?
We noticed... Well, they've now got a menu attached to the back of the seat.
Oh, no, I've seen that. It's the meal deal that they mention on this, but trolley
fine. But it's apparently Starbucks. Coffee now.
But it's instant.
So Starbucks.
It won't have all of the apparatus that makes it.
No.
That it is. You buy it from Starbucks.
No.
It's just all over the place.
Yes, there are.
It's like being on a train.
It has to be said, the announcements did vary a lot, didn't they?
Did.
In their volume. Some were quiet, some were loud.
Some you don't mind, some really annoy you.
Some also almost sort of break down halfway through.
I quite like the use of language. Fresh and sandwiches and hot breakfast baguettes, a range of sweet and savoury snacks, soft drinks, fruit juices, beers, wine, spirits. Unfortunately, due to a fault with our boiler, unable to offer any hot drinks today.
No, that's a shame.
Well, that happens quite a lot.
900 Middle Main Line, 900 Middle Main Line, Meridian service still on St Pancras. Do you drive it on St Pancras at...
See, it's coming out of someone's bag there.
First class relation, the rear of the service, coaches F, G and J, G, H and J, standard passing coaches A through to F. If you chose to sit in coach A, they're in front of the service, there's a designated quiet coach. Please ensure all mobile phones and pages are switched off in this coach.
Sometimes I have to keep it running because I didn't know if the buffet announcement would come in the middle of this.
Right.
So that hence all this preamble.
Same yeah.
Adjacent to each exit door. Please take a few minutes of your time to familiarise yourself with important safety information these motors contain. There's an answer on the service in Coach F. Serves a range of sweet and savoury snacks, hot and cold sandwiches, soft and alcoholic drinks. Unfortunately, due to a problem with our boiler this evening, we're unable to offer any hot drinks.
We apologise on behalf of Midland Main Line.
Yes.
Could you please await for a further announcement as to when the bar will open?
May I inform if you require refreshments this evening? We are opening clear the service for a further 5 minutes only.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Laura and I'm your customer host at the M's Bar today, which I'm pleased to announce is now open, situated in coach F towards the centre of the train, and we're serving a selection of freshly made sandwiches, hot snacks, cakes, biscuits, pastries, hot and cold drinks, and this includes complimentary tea and coffee for all Midland Main Line passengers. Once again, that's the M's Bar now open in coach F.
But Johnny, you do have an interest in train recordings generally. I mean, you've got a market for train recordings.
Well, I haven't. There always has been one. You know, if you think about labels like Argo, the famous Argo Transicord recordings. There are probably hundreds of recordings just made of various trains.
Right.
So it's a sort of, you know, quite admirable history in it, which I think. I mean, I've got some train records, not that many. Because otherwise I'd be spending all my time looking for rare train recordings, but I've got a few. I think they're interesting. You know, we've all gone on trains. Trains are a very important part of how the country sort of grew, and it's just trains, aren't they? And you know, I actually quite like going on trains.
Oh, I love going on trains.
Strange is I actually went on this train about 4 weeks ago, and for some reason didn't realise I was actually on the Midland Main Line train with the Ems Bar in the middle.
No.
And it was only when I got up and walked around, I went past this quiet, coffin-like bit in the middle of the train with all the shutters down. And
yes, a monument to buffet.
That's right, and then the miserable buffet service coming through.
Yeah.
And the announcements were horrific. And just mainly because of the use of language, they sort of check. Some people are just completely normal and just go, the next station is Leicester.
Yeah.
And then you get these other people who take it upon themselves to invent a new language. And we had, instead of station, the stopping point, which I found really upsetting.
Okay.
The next stopping point is Leicester.
Right.
But I nearly actually got up and went and found them.
Complained.
And just said, I don't know what a stopping point is.
Right.
What is it?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm after a station. And I like the use of language in this. I think it's really interesting. Yeah. I also think it's a surprisingly visual record, just because it's so very real.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's not a band. It's not music. It's just this noise from a train.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're immediately in there, sitting there in your funny seat.
Yes.
Possibly hoping no one else is going to sit next to you. I mean, the only people on a train have got a bag next to them, going, don't sit here.
Yeah.
And then these just announcements, and you start thinking about the people who are reading them out. And, you know, various, you know, some are enthusiastic and excited about it, some, you know, don't really want to be there. I find that quite fascinating as well.
Sandra, you used to observe what other people ate, didn't you, sometimes on the train? Wasn't that part of your ongoing project? What did you eat today? You sort of almost started as a...
Yes, it is an ongoing thing. So, yes, that was one of the projects that I set for myself, was to... Obviously, it's always a very subjective thing to do and a bit strange in a way. But I tried to limit my voyeurism as far as I possibly could. So I would only describe somebody if they were sitting near me. I didn't go looking for people. So they had to sit near me. But I could only get about eight pieces of writing over a year because most people were eating the same thing.
And
I
was
I was only interested in those people who demonstrated some kind of difference, who had departed from what might be called the norm. So those people who brought their own sandwich.
Right.
I don't see that very often.
You don't see, you're hardly...
Uh-huh. Obviously a packed lunch.
Yeah.
So, not on public transport, anyway.
No, exactly. So I didn't get much mileage out of that.
So presumably...
But that did lead me to the Mass Observation Archive, then unwittingly, I'd been writing in the way that the Mass Observers had been writing, which is to simply record what you see without embellishment, the kind of writing I really like, which is free of what I call Baroque, you know, sort of just plain.
Yeah, yeah.
But that is very difficult, actually. It's almost, well, I don't know whether it's more difficult or not, but it is quite difficult to just write what you think you're seeing.
Yes, yes.
Because you have to empty out your head.
Without interpreting it in any way.
Without interpreting it, without filtering it, without...
Yeah. So presumably when they made these announcements, there was never exactly a stampede to go to the... you never see people rushing towards the buffet bar thinking, hallelujah, it's open.
No.
And therefore, for the comfort and benefit of others, please refrain from using mobile phones and making any unnecessary noise in this coach. Also, we'd like to advise passengers that Midland Mainline operate a no-smoking policy. Therefore, please refrain from smoking on all parts of the train. And safety information posters are located throughout each vehicle.
You obviously have a family connection, so you've obviously been using this train for many years, going back over a long period of time.
Yes.
But I can't remember what the train's buffets used to be like before this sort of before this system, really.
I've got a very romantic idea of, well, certainly how it used to be in sort of first class, which I've never used, but I imagine you see people with sort of... There used to be a silver sort of tray system, didn't there? You know, if you took a long journey, say London to Penzance or somewhere like that, you know, you get these amazing, you know, proper waiters with outfits on.
Proper cooking. Yeah, proper cooking.
Yes.
Right.
But that's all stopped now. That's all
completely finished.
Even on unless you go on something like the Orient Express.
I was just going to say, yes, the Orient Express. Yes.
Then, which is you know, it's actually a restaurant on wheels.
Yes.
Actually,
yeah.
But otherwise, all buffet car action, I believe, has in that old traditional style.
Yeah.
Sit down, night before menu.
Yeah.
Gone. I think it's slowly sort of since. It probably sort of got better post-war, and then slowly sort of got worse, and as foods become more instant and more packaged. I mean, I do remember a phase probably 10 years ago where you could go on a longish train journey. It was a train journey to Brighton, and you could get, you know, they'd do you a burger, and it would be in a box and stuck in a microwave and zapped.
Oh right.
And then they'd give it to you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
which is not my idea of much fun.
No,
and there was a stage where everything was microwavable. You'd have all the hot food was ready to zap.
Yeah,
bacon sandwich. You know.
But go on.
Well, I was just going to say that so many aspects of the way that we live have changed and have broken down and collapsed, and the journeys are shorter. The food that people used to eat is very different. I mean, people probably don't want to eat that kind of whatever it was, you know.
No.
Steak and two veg and a glass of wine.
Well, the British Rail cup of tea was always considered a bit of a joke anyway, wasn't it?
Yes,
I mean, it was always...
So. But that
like
was more
the
platform cup of tea rather than the actual tea on the... Because most stations had a... Because trains were that regular, most stations had a small tea bar, didn't they? I mean, if you think Brief Encounter, it's all set in a cafe.
Indeed.
Yeah. And those were very evocative places, weren't they?
Yeah.
Smoky and a bit strange.
Yes.
And so all stations
it's interesting you mentioned Brief Encounter, because there was a sort of feeling of romance about it.
Well, hey, travel is romantic, isn't it?
Is it still romantic then?
Well, aren't you listening?
For all the passengers sitting in front four carriages, A, C, D, and G,
it's
open and clear for service.
Right.
A journey.
Yeah.
Holds out the hope.
After 20 right. carriages towards the centre of the train,
you mentioned
a lot of cold snacks, freshly made sandwiches, cakes, pastries, biscuits, light refreshments, soft drinks, a fully licensed bar selling beers, wine, spirits, and also Middle Main Line's tea and coffee.
Ladies and gentlemen, please turn out at the M4 in coach F is now open and clear for service. Serving a range of freshly made sandwiches, hot and cold snacks. Beer, wine and spirits, soft drinks and complimentary tea and coffee. We also have a selection of freshly baked danishes and croissants on board. For a price of £1.50 for a danish and £1.10 for a croissant. The M spot is now open and clear to service in coach F between standard and first accommodation.
Which is now open and clear for service, selling a wide range of hot cold snacks, tea, coffee, beers, wine, and spirits. Also, our meal deals, any cold sandwich, bottle of hot warm water, packet of warm pastries for the price of £3.50. As with all Midland Main Line services, we do adopt a strictly no smoking policy. Please refrain from smoking in any part of this train, including the toilets and vegetable ends.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm happy to have
service.
This one's severely muted, isn't it?
Yeah, it's alright.
That's now open and clear for service. Offering complimentary tea and coffee, offer hot and cold drinks and hot and cold food, also sweet and savoury snacks, and you can find the M's bar situated in coach F.
I think it's also, there's quite a lot of people who don't really like the idea of speaking into a microphone with their voice being broadcast down the train.
Right.
I'm not sure a lot of people actually like that, but if you're employed to work in the M's bar, that's one of the many jobs you have to do.
Yes.
Announce down the track what's going on.
Yes.
And it's, you know, a lot of people don't like that. Well, they don't.
No. So in some cases, they might have been obliged to do it for the first time. And that's sort of reflected in their delivery.
Yeah, very much so.
But I wonder if you could take that further. You know, if you had some employees who objected to the kind of food, say. If you happen to be...
I'm not serving
that's
that.
Quite extreme.
No, but I mean, if you happen to be from a religion, say, that didn't like beef or something like that.
Yes.
I mean, would you actually... You'd be powerless, obviously, but...
Yes.
What would you do?
Well, I don't know. I can't... Did that ever happen?
Possibly not go for the job in the first place.
Exactly, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Maybe go for safety
no
officer.
No beep announcements.
No. No.
Also, as a reminder, service in the middle of the line or mask savings, so please do not attempt to swim on any side of the train. We do have an onboard kitchen, so the M bar, and you can sit with the cafe, of course, the rear standing accommodation.
So any plans to do other artist records, Johnny, or is this sort of... I mean, how would you classify your other recording ventures?
Fairly esoteric, I think.
Mm.
I just kind of do what I want to do. It's the only way I've always done it. I just want to issue recordings that I genuinely want to do.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I've got lots lined up over the next sort of couple of years. I've got another person actually who emailed me about 3 weeks ago about a recording he'd made using a VCS3, which is an old synthesizer, and an old British synthesizer, and recordings of him going through security gates, which is quite interesting.
All right.
Actually.
Mm.
Been made in the year 1981. It's a little bit like this, but it's got... he's done the sort of composition based on...
Okay.
It's quite interesting, and I'm thinking, I'm, you know, sort of teetering on the brink of actually thinking about doing that one as well. And but I tend to stick to music, and every now and again, a spoken word oddity will fly out of the...
Yeah.
the label, but I genuinely just do what I want to do. It's purely selfish.
But you're I mean, you do have an interest in film mostly.
Totally.
So I suppose this recording might have appealed to you because it has a certain cinematic quality.
Just because it's very real, I think, and it is. Yeah, I can sort of see pictures when I hear it.
Freshly made sandwiches, hot freshly baked breakfast baguettes, cheeseburgers, selection of sweet and savoury snacks, including freshly baked croissants and Danish pastries. Selection of soft drinks, alcoholic drinks. We also have our speciality teas and coffees, which at the moment are all priced at 75 pence. These including chamomile, peppermint, Darjeeling, Earl Grey. And the coffees, we have white coffees, espressos, Americanos, and lattes, cappuccinos. Just also point out the meal deal, which can be available for any passengers on board for £3.50. This will get you a freshly made sandwich, packet of Walker's Big Eat crisps, and a bottle of pop or water. Also, not forgetting our complimentary teas and coffees. All these you can find at the M's Bar in Coach F, which is now open. Can I please, however, just ask that if you are going to move around the train at any point during this journey...
He's good. He loves it. Jesus. He absolutely loves it.
Yes.
He's really confident.
Yeah.
He's good. He's done it a few times.
He's enjoying it, isn't he?
He's great.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. I love it.
The bottle of pop.
Yeah, it's not what I expected, but it's...
But that's only... Is that only a Leicester expression, do you think?
No, I think it's further north.
It's not London, though, is it? Nobody calls it pop in London, do
they? I used to call it bottle of... No, it almost comes from things like the Beano and the Dandy.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm going to spend my, you know, that money we've stolen off Walter the Softie on a bottle of pop.
Yeah. Well, when we were in Leicester last, somebody passed us in the street and I heard that a woman was shouting, Midook.
Oh, right.
Have you heard? You know that one, which
well,
is well, they call
beer.
They call they call a midduck, you know, which is only heard in Leicester or possibly Nottingham.
I've got no idea where the history of pop comes from.
No idea.
But I mean, it's just they all have to say it. So obviously someone has written it, and it's you know, a mandatory part of the meal deal speech.
At the M's bars are now open and closed for service. The M's bars are situated in coach K. in the rear of the train and coach C in the front train. We're serving a variety of freshly made sandwiches, hot breakfast baguettes, sweet and savoury snacks, freshly baked danishes, hot and cold drinks and tea and coffee. The M's bars are now open and available for service.
You see, she didn't have any pop at all, did she?
No.
Maybe the meal deal wasn't on. Maybe the meal deal wasn't on. It's only the meal deal. It's only the bottle of pop. It's only on the meal deal. It's the meal deal phrase.
Yes. Yeah. What would you like them to serve on the train?
Oh, dear.
It's a tricky one, isn't it? Yes. What would make the journey kind of more evocative and, I mean, would make you stand up in the buffet bar and look out of the window and sort of...
Well, I wish generally that we had something that was our own as opposed to it always being this imported material from elsewhere. You know, the roll call of the drinks, the latte, the cappuccino.
Yeah.
Croissant.
The croissant, indeed.
The Danish pizza.
Everything is from elsewhere. We don't... And that's right. What I'm also interested in, this business of identity as it relates to food.
Right.
And the choices we make and so on. We don't... I mean, if you walk through a food market, it's just a cacophony of different smells, but they're all from elsewhere now.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, people still eat bacon and fry-ups and so on.
Mm. Well, that would be difficult, though, wouldn't it? You'd almost have to revert back to a kind of medieval style cooking, which actually some chefs are doing, aren't they?
Well, there is a lot of interest in, yes.
In what's called sort of English medieval food, almost.
Yes, yes.
Which could be quite comical, I suppose.
Not on a train.
Not,
not on a train.
It's hard to imagine, isn't it, really?
Yeah, not on a train.
No. Well, just good scrambled... scrambled eggs on good bread, say. Something very, very simple, but well done.
A bit like that funny cafe in Victoria Park. They just do massive, bigger bit of bread with a huge dollop of very, very well-seasoned scrambled egg on top.
Right.
Yes. Delicious.
Yeah.
So the thing is, if it's really delicious, people pay more money for it. So it's kind of a win-win situation.
Yeah. But they'd need a proper kitchen for that, wouldn't they, on the train?
A hot plate and a toaster.
It's
about the ingredients and the training, William.
But it's the way they do it at the moment is all just done sort of like in a machine, isn't it? It's like press a button now.
That's because it makes you more money.
Yeah, they are missing options.
Yeah.
Maybe not, because you do have it's probably a minority who actually want to eat that kind of food. And the majority who want to eat what we're talking about here, completely. Because, it's easy. That's why our supermarkets are full of what you're talking about, because that's what people want. I mean, supermarkets are not stupid. Supermarkets just want to sell what they're going to sell masses of, which is bottles of Coke, bottles of, the simplest options, because that's what people want.
Advertising creates the desire for these things. People didn't used to drink these drinks at all.
I suppose not, no.
People drink a lot of drinks as well, because so much commercial food is so salty.
Yeah.
So people are drinking in the street, people are drinking in all sorts of places where they... Mm.
Oh yes, coffee mad.
Yeah.
Nation of coffee drinkers, not tea drinkers now.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's almost like we've become Spanish or Italian.
You think, about
but it would be quite easy to serve things like dandelion and burdock, for instance.
No one would drink it.
And ginger beer.
It's not that popular.
Well, that's
I had a ginger beer before I came on air.
But that's a... Well, there we are.
I grew up with ginger beer.
Well, it's a self-fulfilling... they think people don't want it, so they don't serve it, and then people won't order it because it's not there.
It has to be reintroduced in an attractive way, doesn't it? That in itself would be
The M's Bar is now open. You'll find the M's Bar in Coach F at standard accommodation, serving tea, coffee,
accommodation.
Americanos, standard accommodation. Lattes, freshly baked croissants and Danish pastries, freshly made bacon and sausage baguettes. You find the M's Bar in Coach F.
Good afternoon, welcome passengers joining at Leicester. This is the 1600 Midland Main Line service for London and Pancras only. We're due to arrive at 17:13. First class accommodation, the front three coaches, coaches JG and F, and coaches A to E, the rear five coaches are for standard ticket holders.
It's South African, this guy, isn't it?
You think so?
Moving on the train, please have a look at our safety information bulletin. You'll find these on either side of each coach near the exit doors. Please also note that Midland Main Line does not convey any smoking accommodation, so smoking is not allowed anywhere on the train, and of course I would ask you cooperation not to smoke in the toilets or the rest of the
You have a
buffet service available on the train. That's Evans Bar available in Coach F, and that is for the front or standard and the rear or first class.
I remember on the trains to Reading, there used to be a bar, didn't there? Which was absolutely heaving with people.
Yeah,
at the end of the day, people would get plastered on the train.
Football trains, your football crowds on a Saturday going up, getting absolutely battered in the British Rail bar.
Yes.
On the making it a no-go zone.
Right.
In any cases, for any little old lady on the train.
But presumably that's all banned now.
I don't know. I haven't been on a train sort of wanting. The trolley service does beers.
Oh, yes, it does, doesn't it? Little bottles of wine,
any time of day or night.
Oh, okay.
9 o'clock on the train. If you want a beer, you can have one.
Right, right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're listening to Rave Length on Resonance 104.4 FM. And today's guests have been Sandra Cross and Johnny Trunk. Do we want to give this record a quick... how can people get hold of this record, Johnny?
They can't get hold of it.
Excellent. It's a great piece of salesmanship.
No, not yet.
It's probably quite good at creating demand. If you can't get it,
it's
then
for sale. It should be for sale possibly next week via the Trunk Records website, which is trunkrecords.com.
Yeah.
It might appear in some shops next month.
Yeah, might not.
But it might not. I think it probably will make it to people like place at Rough Trade and independent.
Yes.
You won't find it in HMV, put it that way.
No, certainly not.
But
no,
it will appear in your more sort of daring independent shops, and I'm sure a few distributors will, you know, get hold of it. But they will sell pretty fast because people like buying.
I think you said it might. You have some that become instant collector's pieces if they're sort of in the original cellophane and so on.
No, just they don't even have to be in the cellophane.
People buy them and hang on to them in the cellophane because there's going to be sort of worth more. Or something.
There is that, the sort of myth that if it's sealed, it's worth more money. But actually, those sort of values go out the window these days because it all depends on what day of the week you're selling it or who wants it.
Yeah,
you know, so you sell a sealed one one day and get £40 from it, and then unsealed one the next day and get £85. Makes no sense at all. But I think most of the records I've issued are what is termed collectible, I suppose, because there aren't that many of them.
Yeah.
And people sort of try and collect them all. So it's another one of those that'll just whiz off.
So how many records have you produced?
I don't know, about 50. Maybe more, I don't really know. And the catalogue number, that one's 40, but I did a load before that with different catalogue numbers, so with word catalogue numbers until I got told to stop doing it because it was confusing everyone in the shops.
Mm-hmm.
They were having catalogue numbers that were relevant to the subject matter.
Mm.
So like the Clangers one was called Soup. but what you have to, I think I told you have to have all your catalogue numbers have to be the same, otherwise people get very confused. Didn't confuse me, but confuse everybody else. Yeah. So there's probably, I don't know, album wise, probably about 50 over 15 years. But this is.
And apart from this, you're a DJ, aren't you? Apart from producing.
Yeah,
these
a bit of that, bit of DJ. I'm DJing at the. Where am I doing? I'm doing something quite interesting this weekend.
I think we spoke to somebody who, I don't know if. Should we mention this on air? It was somebody, some famous film star you were doing something for the other night?
Oh, no, it's on Saturday. Honor Blackman.
Yes.
It's the Avengers 50th party.
Oh, right.
Brilliant. It's the Avengers 50th anniversary party down in Chichester.
Oh, okay.
Amazing. So I've got to go and play for that lot.
Right.
And Honor Blackman is the big guest.
Yes.
So what sort of things will you be playing? What you say?
What you'd expect for a 50th records that are about 50 years old, slightly spy and a bit, you know.
Yes.
She did make that funny record, Kinky Boots, though, didn't she? So it's it's going to be that sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
The thing is, I really don't know what I'm walking into.
No.
It'll be good fun, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be very good fun.
Okay.
So why Chichester? Why is it in Chichester?
Because the university. There's a couple of people at the university who about 3 years ago thought, 50 years Avengers, let's do something crazy. And 3 years on, they've organised it. So it's a big three-day event down at Chichester University. You can still get tickets, apparently. And it's a big, you know, gathering of Avengers fans and collectors and script writers and musicians and actors and pretty wild. Mm. But I'm just DJing at the party. The Hellfire Club party.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Should be quite good fun.
All right. Well, thank you very much to Johnny Trunk from Trunk Records, who's produced this record, M's Bar, the M's Bar recordings by Sandra Cross, and Sandra Cross, recording artist. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, William.
From Chicago to New York. Chicago to New York, from Chicago, from Chicago, from Chicago to New York, from Chicago to New York, from Chicago to New York.
Chicago, from Chicago.
From Chicago to New York. arrived from Chicago in 1900.
Pointed by a gun. Le Moscou. Le Moscou. Le Moscou. Le Moscou. Le Moscou, oui. Le Moscou, oui. Le Moscou, oui.
Lots of cattle wagons there, for the lonely people.